Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Forts Comic News Top 5 New Comics for July 11th, 2018. I'm, as always, Chris, and boy, howdy, do we have some comics for you this week. We're going to start with Amazing Spider-Man number 1. This is written by Nick Spencer with art by Ryan Otley. This is Ryan Otley's first project since Invincible, so he's returning to comics. He's had a break since Invincible. He's at Marvel. And what better fit than Spider-Man for him to draw? The Free Comic Book Day issue he did was fantastic. I loved it. Nick Spencer has the perfect humor for Spider-Man. It's just a match made in heaven. I cannot wait for this book. I've never been so excited for a Spider-Man book in my life. It's going to be awesome. Read it. Love it. Show them all the love. After that, I've got Superman number 1, written by Brian Michael Bendis with art by Ivan Reis. Man of Steel just ended really well, left it on a cool cliffhanger that's going to lead into Superman and Action Comics. I'm super excited. We're into the thick of the Brian Michael Bendis reign at DC, and for him to be paired with my favorite artist in all of comics, Ivan Reis. I'm super excited for this book. It's going to be fantastic. And it's just, this is one of those books I have a feeling that when we talk about it 5 years from now, it's going to be one of those great runs. Like, we're in the middle of Thor right now with Jason Aaron. I had that feeling about that years ago. That's how I feel about this going into it. I really think this is a book that we all need to be on top of. Next, I've got Oblivion Song, number 5, written by Robert Kirkman with art by Lorenzo Di Felici. I've been absolutely loving Oblivion Song. It's been a ton of fun. It's got that Robert Kirkman flair to it. And it left off last month, in a place where I'm really intrigued. It seems like we're getting to the crux of the main storyline here in the first part. And I just think this is another book that we need to be on top of. It's starting off really well, and Robert Kirkman has this something there that he knows how to write some good comics. After that, I've got Port of Earth number 7, written by Zach Kaplan, art by Andrew Muti. I feel like Port of Earth is on this list every month. I love Port of Earth. I don't think I need to say much more about it. Andrew Muti's art is amazing. Fantastic. It fits well in this book. Zach Kaplan's a talented writer who is really coming up. The stuff he did at Aftershock was awesome. Stuff he's doing for Image has been awesome. Check this book out. Get the first volume and then catch up. And we're going to end on Relay number 1, written by Zach Thompson with art by Andy Clark. This is the new Aftershock comic coming out. And it's said to be inspired by the Fifth Element. So, for me, you're sold. I love the Fifth Element. It's one of my top movies. I know it's flawed. I know there's issues with it. But there's something about it that I just really love. And when you tell me you're writing a comic that's inspired by that movie, I'm so in. Aftershock has been doing an amazing job with their creator-owned comics. And you just need to check this one out. So, everybody, thanks for watching. Remember to give me a thumbs up down below. Comment below. Let me know what your top 5 are, what books you're looking forward to. I want to hear from you. And if you are enjoying what we're doing here, hit the subscribe button. Keeps you up to date with everything we're doing. And if you hit the bell notification next to it, it gives you updates, notifications to your phone. As I load videos, you'll be the first to know when the new Forts Comic News video launches. And as always, keep on reading those comics.